Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open this podcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's the 28th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 87 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49 degrees and air quality alert. I mean, we had one like on Sunday that set the goddamn carbon monoxide detector off in the house. I mean, it was got fucking pretty goddamn smoky here for a little bit. I just love the fucking smoky season. I'm tired of breathing. I really am. Boring. Anyways, we're going to listen to a couple of tunes and we'll be back and we'll go to the outrage page. Take your breath. Cause I'm the one that you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, off the outrage page. I mean, we're pretty sure what's going on around here, but, you know, you got to talk about something or you can't have a fucking program. Oh, there's our friend Hunter Biden at the top where he belongs. And here we go, more on 2 miles from here. Yeah, this is a video that we have up. More evidence 2 miles from Lahaina. Fire, a melted car surrounded by gravel. DEW or what? And if, I mean, it's like the COVID. It's like the fucking goddamn 9/11. If you ain't figured this shit out by now, you ain't never gonna. I mean, it was they're doing it right in your fucking face and laughing at you the whole time. Randall's Island migrant shelter to cost taxpayers $20 million a month or $10,000 for every migrant source. How would it be if they sent you $10,000 a fucking month? How about the PR people that are living under the fucking freeway passes with their little children in the winter? How about $10,000 every a month for them? I mean, these people, this is an occupation. I mean, we have to admit it. This is not a fucking any kind of government. It's a goddamn corporation. Title 28, Definition 15 says it plain and clear for you. This corporation was created in violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791, in particular, the Ninth Article. It was created without any fucking authority to do so. In fact, in violation of that law, as it pretends to have authority over the individual, which it can never have, according to the Ninth Article. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. And, you know, they tried to make that sound like, well, you can't write down all the rights, so that's why we, put that in there. No, Fuck, I tell you what, buddy, you people are fucking violating the ones that are written down, the ones that are enumerated in the Bill of Rights, which is not to be confused with the fucking Constitution that never was, the Constitution that was never ratified by we the people, the Constitution that was ratified by the representatives of the aristocracy who were the son of a bitches who hijacked the popular uprising of April 19th, 1775. Our people had been fighting for rights for a year and 3 months when these son of a bitches decided that, hey, man, you ain't going to stop this, so we might as well step in and fucking, as the king's men. I mean, these are the people they rose up against. These were the royalty. These were the ones carrying out the king's charter. That's what was pissing the people off. I mean, that son of a bitch, Ben Franklin, went over there and told them, hell, everybody in America is rich. Well, they didn't get rich by just fucking getting it handed to them. They fucking cut it out of the fucking wilderness, fighting the Indians, taking it from the Indians, which wasn't a very cool thing to do because, you know, if it had been a natural migration, because it was companies who came here, the Mayflower Pact, Jamestown was a fucking company, it was all corporate. If it had just been people who came here for freedom, not necessarily religious freedom, but freedom of thought, freedom to fucking do what you want to do, liberty to do what you want to do as long as you're not walking on the rights of another. I mean, the people would have mingled. It could have been a slower progression. Everybody would be fucking happy and everybody would be fucking rich. And the king of England would not have fucking raped this fucking country for its fucking resources and coming back for fucking more. Well, we'll see about that. All right, 10,000 for every migrant source. This is by Bernadette Hogan and George Fitzgibbon of the New York Post. The New York taxpayer will dole out $20 million a month to house migrants on Randall's Island, according to a state source. They $10,000 per asylum seeker, and they're not asylum seeker. These are fucking illegal aliens. They are here in violation of our law. Many of them have come back twice, which makes it a felony. But hey, man, I mean, it's not law, right? It's because it's what it is, a statute, and statute is fucking goddamn corporate policy because this is a corporation. It is not a fucking goddamn republic as it was sold to us from the people with the Federalist fucking papers. The Federalists tried to sell us, you're getting a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, my asshole. And you first thing you did was unlawfully sought jurisdictional authority over every American and every inch of this soil. But then in 1791, the people shut your fucking ass down. We came in and we gave the power to ourselves and we had the jurisdictional authority to do it. We did it through our elected representatives, elected by we, the people. And it is unalienable, untouchable fucking law. And it's what's standing between you and your fucking new world order. And we know it. But you're not going to fucking remove it. You're looking for a fucking fight. You're going to fucking find one. Island, according to the state source, $10,000 per asylum seeker if the site fills all of its 2,000 beds. I'm sure it will. If they are not, we'll fucking fly some more in and get some more money. The makeshift facility at Manhattan is one of the four migrant house sites fully funded by the state as part of the desperate effort to keep up with the flood of migrants. They're not fucking migrants. They're invaders. There's a goddamn difference. When tens of thousands of people cross your goddamn border with the intent of taking what belongs to you and seeing you fucking enslaved, that is invasion. You know, it's recolonization. I mean, the goddamn Romans said it. If they come with just armies to conquer and gain booty, that's one thing. They bring their fucking families. They're coming to recolonate the fucking country and take it. And the only people they can take it from is the American nationals because we fucking own it. I mean, everything they have done with their Act of 1871 and 1875 is a fucking fraud, and there's no statute of limitations on fraud. So every fucking paper signed actually since Abraham Lincoln, that stinking fucking railroad lawyer, Abraham Springsteen, declared martial law, everything after that has been a fucking fraud because he could not declare martial law because the Ninth Article fucking forbids it. And a violation of the ninth article is a violation of the whole fucking package. And that is the people's law. And it is the only law in this country that ratified by the elected representatives of the people. Hence, it is the only law with the force of the people's consent behind it. People did not consent to the goddamn that constitution. That was the goddamn aristocrats trying to make themselves, well, when the people rose up, they rose up against the fucking tyrant across the sea. But when the sword was surrendered at fucking Yorktown, who'd they surrender it to? The fucking Mason, goddamn George Washington. And what was John Adams' first words? That's right. We need to declare king. He wanted to get a Prussian fucking prince over here to fucking rule us. I don't think another King George would have went over, and I think they figured that out. Anyway, to keep up with the flood of fucking invaders who have New York City at its breaking point, a well-placed source with the state told the Post over the weekend that the state is providing $20 million a month to run the Randall Center. Think about that, $10,000 a month, man. How many of you out there making $10,000 a month? How many of you out there making fucking $5,000 a month? How many of you out there fucking living under goddamn freeway passes that can trace your lineage back to before this was a fucking country? That this country belongs to you. That has been stolen from you because it was taken from you without due process of the fucking law. And that's what that law of December 15th, 1791 is all a fucking about. And what's the problem with the law of December 15, 1791? We, the people, have failed to enforce it. It wasn't meant for any fucking government to enforce it. It was made for them to respect it. They called it the chains that bound it. But we were the ones who were to hold the fucking key. I mean, it's like saying, we were the chains that bound them. We handed them the fucking keys. And now they can do anything they fucking want. None of it counts. All those fucking lives of our fucking our two forefathers, the fucking ones who had their rags around their bloody feet and marched to fucking Concord and, with a fucking pike to kill the fucking goddamn Hessians and take their fucking arsenal. I mean, this is not what they did it for. This is not what they did it for. But that they are the ones who got them goddamn rights free, and they did it the hard way because the people in the South, they got their homes burned, their children killed, their women killed. They fucking sacrificed it all so that their progeny could live in liberty, could own property, and answer to no fucking man except through the common law, which is that fucking Bill of Rights, complete with the fucking maximums and the procedures that must be followed. That are fucking broke. I mean, this law is the supreme superior, the only fucking law in the United States, period. And it is fucking pissed upon, shit upon, fucking, I mean, just violated at will. And I mean, but they, you even watch them violate their fucking administrative admiralty fucking statutes. And they'll say, they committed espionage. They committed fucking treason. They committed fucking pedophilia. No, thank you. Pedophilia, go look at the top of the page. Why hasn't anybody answered on that son of a bitch? That dirty son of a bitch fucking Hunter Biden with little six-year-old girls dressed as prostitutes and his fucking crack cocaine. Why hasn't where's the pressure? But you see tons and tons of fucking propaganda from the Ministry of Lies trying to make, we got some problems with him on paying taxes. No, it ain't the fucking taxes. It's raping little fucking children. And because I think that, I mean, I believe that was in the Ukraine. I mean, I have no reason not to. And no one will address it. But then, I mean, this is the same place they have the underground facilities where they're taking these little kids and cutting them up alive and selling them in what they're calling a multi-billion dollar fucking industry where you sell fucking human body parts. And we're fucking here. We set. Another day goes by. I wonder how many kids died yesterday. We are at the breaking point, said Adams said during a City Hall briefing Wednesday, with more than 57,300 individuals currently in our care. Why are they in our fucking care? Who the fuck are they to us? They've never worked in this country. They've never paid one fucking goddamn nothing. You know, they're old fucking people are getting our goddamn Social Security, though they've never worked in this goddamn country. The people, I mean, how stupid are you? This is not a fucking goddamn, this is not, we are the government. We, the people, are the government. Under the Bill of Rights is the common law. It is our autonomy. It's how we rule ourselves. It's how we prosecute our own lives. They are not fucking goddamn kings and queens, but they'll tell you they're the ruling class. There can't be a ruling class, or there can't, if there's a ruling class, there can't be a Bill of Rights. You can't have one without the other. So what's it going to be? Are you going to get down on your goddamn knees? Are you going to stand up and fucking fight, as is your duty? I mean, we thought when we came out and said, you know, you got the right to shoot these motherfuckers, that'd be enough. But now I'm telling you, you got the fucking duty to shoot these motherfuckers. You have the duty to fucking secure the liberty and freedom that your fucking forefathers fucking died for. And they're the fucking group of fucking geniuses wrote down on fucking paper in fucking non-subject matter factual fucking law that cannot be fucking changed. And they talk about, we're going to do the First Amendment. It ain't no fucking amendment. That is a body of law that was law before it was ever attached to your fucking Constitution. Your Constitution's what was never fucking law. Because it was never ratified by the people. The people never gave their fucking consent. They never told you you could fucking form a government. You motherfuckers. How stupid do you think? Don't answer that question. $9.8 million a day, about $300 a month, $300 million a month, and nearly $3.6 billion a year. This is what we're paying for an invasion. God damn, just think of Germany when they invaded into fucking Poland and Yugoslavia and fucking France. If they would have just got, you know, just handed them a big bunch of money. Well, I guess they took enough. But I mean, if it would just been, no, come on in. Take our fucking country. Take our fucking culture. Take everything anything you fucking want. Raped our children. Take the little children and fucking pedophile them. Whatever makes you fucking happy, just do it. We'll pay you to do it. I mean, God damn it. This is going to go down in history. It's like, everybody's going to be, what? What the fuck did they do? Well, they didn't do nothing. That's the problem. About 100,000 men, women, and children seeking asylum have arrived in New York since the spring of 2022, with more than 57,000 currently staying in 198 emergency shelters in five boroughs. But they don't give a shit about our own people living under fucking freeway passes. People who can trace their lineage back to before this was even a fucking country. I can. And there's a lot more that can. And there are the ones that are being downtrodden. Why? Because they're the ones with the lawful claim to this goddamn country and to the stolen wealth. You're going to have to give that back, or we're going to have to nuke your fucking ass. To the stolen wealth and to the fact that these people have committed fucking crimes that are fucking capital crimes against the fucking true fucking owners of this fucking country, which is the individual free sovereign nationals as individuals. The unprecedented influx has spilled out onto the streets of Manhattan, where scores of migrants were forced to 2 weeks ago to sleep. They were forced to see the outside the roads, and don't call them fucking migrants. Because they're not fucking migrants. They sit there and they tell you, yeah, I was making this much where I came from, but I can make more money stealing your fucking job and for half what you get paid. So that's why I'm fucking here, to take your fucking job. Well, it ain't even a job. We're entrepreneurs. We own the goddamn joint. And still, we are fucking delinquent in our duty to enforce that fucking law. To enforce the law that fucking secures our goddamn liberty, that secures our borders, that secures our fucking autonomy. I go to sleep outside the Roosevelt Hotel in Midtown. Now they talk, oh my goodness, they had to sleep in the hotel or in the street by the hotel in Midtown. Oh my, oh God, Can you guys, excuse me a second, I feel a tear coming up in my eye. But fuck the goddamn American nationals living under the fucking freeway underpasses with little children in the goddamn winter, and there's another winter coming, and there ain't no fucking less of them, there's more. Fuck Americans. These son of a bitches are a goddamn occupational force, and they do not represent the American nationals that own this goddamn country, and we are delinquent in not fucking shooting their ass out of this goddamn country. Getting rid of these motherfuckers, getting rid of their unlawful corporation, created in violation of our law, our jurisdictional authority, which is the highest jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country. They never had shit. That's one of the things that our fucking forefathers fought against, is to have the goddamn admiralty jurisdiction in this country, where the fucking goddamn crown tries you in their star chamber fucking courts, and where, you know, you're up against the king. It's the king's court, and, well, that fellow there, he's a goddamn appointee of the king. He's a goddamn esquire. That's appointment just below a knight. And I don't think he's going to say, I don't think he's going to go against the king, do you? And you got a foreign goddamn jurisdiction operating in this goddamn United States, King Chuck's fucking goddamn administrative admiralty. It's a fucking fact. You cannot fucking deny it. You can keep fucking being in denial, I suppose, but the goddamn fucking sun is shining outside. I seen it. Which was set up as a processing center. Well, of course it fucking was. You have people in, that's all they really needed to do, and so many people wouldn't have been killed defending Poland, defending fucking France, defending the, you know, against the fucking, when, the Russians, I don't care, they could kill them all. So many people wouldn't have been killed if they would have just been, you know, fucking like the American stupidity, the United States of Khazaria here, if they'd have just welcomed them with open arms and a checkbook, and goddamn, we'll throw our own people out in the street and give you the fucking $500 a night motel or $1,000 a night hotel. With goddamn room service. Is there anything we can do for you, third world, worthless piece of shit? No education, no fucking nothing. Lettuce picking bastard. Is there anything else we can fucking do to you? Hand you over somebody else's fucking goddamn livelihood? They're talking about putting them in people's fucking houses. Put them in people's houses. I mean, well, we said that. Well, Article 3 had to fall in there some fucking where, didn't it? But the move to put migrant men on some of Randall's Island's soccer fields has incensed. Now you go fucking with sports. I mean, people don't understand. You go fuck with their liberty and stuff, and they'll slip their loop to there. I'm going to go vote. I'm a Democrat. I'm going to go vote. You fuck with their goddamn, you start fucking with their sports. Fields has incensed the local sports community, including even one of Adam's own commissioners who spoke out against it. How fucking dare you? You go house them in those fucking $10,000 fucking a month fucking hotel rooms. You keep them off our fucking soccer fields and our football fields, because we're talking sports here, people. And that's more important than any goddamn freedom and liberty. Velda Vera Megua, head of the city's Department of Consumer and Worker Protections, circulated a petition to block the use of youth soccer fields. Well, you'll step up to save the fucking soccer fields, but not your fucking Bill of Rights. The goddamn thing that made you free to be as stupid as you fucking are. Fields for the mega shelter facility. All righty then. Thanks, Galen, for that. I mean, it points out quite a bit, I would say. Let's see, we're right here. Let's see what else we got going here. Shit. I don't know if we want to. Might as well. Biden suggests he will mandate a new COVID vaccine booster this fall. And, you know, I don't know if this is the one that had it in it. I mean, there was a lot on the page today. Lost what I was going to tell you there. and a new COVID-19 vaccine boosters this fall. Okay, whilst this is by Cullen McHugh, Trending Politics News. While speaking with reporters in Lake Tahoe over the weekend, you're not president, you son of a bitch. Quit calling yourself president. Corporate monarch Joe Biden said that he had asked Congress for funding on a new and necessary, here we go, people, and you're going to hear the fucking goddamn word. I mean, it's coming up on September. Oh, that's what it was. I don't know if this is the one that has it in it, but there was a video, and it was talking about this woman said that, you know, she works at the fucking hospital, and they're telling her to get ready because there's going to be a breakout of a fucking pandemic in 5 days. And she's saying, how can you know there's going to be a breakout of a pandemic? You know how we know, because COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 never did exist. COVID-19 was just the fucking flu that they fucking took and used as a fucking goddamn psyop operation in order to try to grab some more draconian power and say that they have the authority in violation of the 9th article of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791 to fucking tell us that we have to be locked in our houses, that we have to put a diaper on our fucking face. And there's no, you know, if you want to take the shot, it's a free choice. You don't have to. They can't force you, but they can coerce you. They can use coercion. I think coercion is forced by the fucking law. I mean, you could say that, you know, you put a gun to my fucking head and say, take that shot or I'll shoot you. And I've got the fucking right to say, fuck you and get shot in the head. But I don't think that's quite what we're talking about when you're talking about a free choice. And we have a free choice by our fucking law. The only way you can take that free choice away is through the procedural due process contained in the Bill of Fucking Rights in a common law court with a common law judge and a common law jury, which does not exist because they've been removed, because that's people's power to exercise their fucking jurisdictional authority in this country, which takes us back to the second article, which is that fucking gun. It's time to shoot these motherfuckers out of here. There is no other answer. If you think there is, you're a goddamn fool. Just keep watching them walk all over you. I mean, we watched it all last week, and we reported it all last week, pissing on you, shitting on you, telling you you don't got no goddamn rights, that you're going to do what you... Come fucking make me do what you tell me, you son of a bitch. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. And it ain't no fucking vaccine. It's a goddamn biological kill agent. So quit calling it COVID-19 vaccine. It is COVID-19 doesn't exist, and it's a goddamn biological kill agent booster. Now listen to this shit. The president then suggested that the new booster will likely be recommended for all Americans regardless of their previous vaccination status. Well, of course it is. Ching fucking ching. We got money to make killing fucking people. Biden was asked by a reporter on Friday if he had any comments on a reported uptick in COVID-19. Doesn't see how they, you know, people already know it don't fucking exist. I don't care, you Goebbels, you motherfuckers, you think you can say it and say it. There's more of us that can say, no, it doesn't. We know it doesn't. We know it doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's a fucking psyop. COVID-19 doesn't exist. It never did exist. COVID-19 cases and the emergencies of a new variant. Yes, I can, Biden replied. I signed off this morning on a proposal we have to present Congress, a request for additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. Well, it won't be necessary for 5 more days. That's when the new pandemic is planned. Now, come on, fucking people. Nobody is that fucking stupid. And finally, it's recommended that it would be likely be recommended that everybody get it, President continued. That sounds like he's mumbling, whether they got it before or not. According to a report from the Associated Press, the new vaccine is expected to contain a version of the Omnicare variant called XBB.1.5. The new biological kill agent differs from previous rollouts, which blend original COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist strain with the recent Omnicare variants that were prevalent in the preceding year. While pharmaceutical companies are working on the new shot, the Food and Drug Administration, see, they ain't even got the pandemic yet, but hey, they're working on the shot. Maybe the pandemic and the shot are being made in the same lab. What do you think, guys? But, you know, the pandemic is just another fucking super flu that they're fucking, you know, they're charging up to make everybody sicker and shit, so they'll run and get the biological kill agent and be done with them. I mean, they are culling the fucking goddamn people on this planet. They tell you right to your fucking face. Many, many times they've told you we're depopulating the fucking planet, and we're depopulating you. There's not going to be nothing for you to eat. We're going to eat fucking steak and caviar. There's going to be nothing for fucking you. You want to bet? Because I'll eat you if you're eating steak and caviar, you son of a bitch. On the new shot, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, will need to sign off on each biological kill agent, while the Center for Disease Control, CDC, must issue recommendations for their use. And I'm sure that will be no fucking problem. They have murdered fucking millions of fucking people, been caught murdering millions of fucking people, killing fucking goddamn babies in the womb, babies breastfeeding. I mean, all fucking out in the goddamn open, and fucking on they go. I mean, no arrests, no fucking punishment. You know why? Because they're the fucking ruling elite and the law. There is no law that applies to them. I mean, and you are their possession. Look at that 14th Amendment that they put in, that unlawful fucking violation of we the people's fucking law. And we the people fucking, I mean, we outnumber them 1,000 to 1, and we're letting them fucking violate our law and kill fucking babies. Kill our people. Kill our loved ones. I mean, there is something fucking wrong with us, I have to believe. The administration had previously requested $9.25 billion to combat the virus, though the request was denied by Congress. Really? Well, you know what, people? We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. People like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is, oh it is, living in the new world, with an old soul, these rich men know, the rich men, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control, wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do. I don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxing no end, on the rich man, on the rich man. politicians, look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street, ain't got nothing to eat, and the whole beast milking welfare. God, if you're 5'3" and you're 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. Young men are putting themselves 6 feet in the ground, 'cause all this damn country does is keep on kicking them down. Lord, it's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me, people like you. Wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do, and they don't think you know, but I know that you do. 'Cause your dollar ain't shit, and it's taxed to no end, 'cause the rich men know the rich men. I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And it is 12:40 Pacific time, and that was Oliver Anthony with Richmond, north of Richmond. And the tax I see on this guy, man, one of the articles they have up, it's a video, but you got some fucking prick in a goddamn suit trying to do a parody of it, like, and I talk about him rubbing your fucking nose down in the dog piss and the dog shit. This is rubbing your fucking face in it, and you're not. And I'll tell you what, they're doing nothing but pissing people off more. And I'll keep playing Rich Man from Richmond until I see that this guy here has not fucking. I haven't seen him do anything fucking wrong. I wish he knew more about exactly how things got to be what they are, but I mean, he'll learn. he'll learn. He'll see just how fucking rotten he's about. We knew the power of the people, and what we need to do is push that we the people have to fucking fix this. It ain't gonna fix itself. There ain't no fucking politician gonna come along that's a member of the fucking Masonic fucking lodge that's gonna come and fix this fucking shit for us. We have to do it as individuals. You try to fucking bring the people together, the first three fucking people come together are the fucking FBI agents. We have to do this as individual free sovereign nationals. We have to do this as the unregulated militia for the United States of these the fuck Americas. We are nationals, individual free sovereigns. It is our goddamn right to fucking enforce every fucking goddamn clause or every article on that fucking 10 articles on that fucking Bill of Rights. And when we do, we own it again, people. We have our common law courts back. We take these fucking pricks that are stealing from us. We take these fucking pricks that are pedophiling the fucking children, and we take them and we fucking hang their asses. Right now, we are in a state of war. We should be shooting their fucking asses. They have no qualms about killing our loved ones, do they? If they do, I sure as fuck haven't noticed. Which one am I gonna do? Oh, this one ain't bad. Pfizer aggressively campaigned for pregnant women to get vaccinated after knowing side effects. Well, of course they fucking did. They're murdering son of a bitches. This is by Blake Gottlieb, leading report. Dr. James Thorpe, interviewed Dr. Naomi Wolf on the subject. Transcript below. We'll take a look. Hey, everyone. It's Dr. Naomi Wolf. I'm here with one of my personal heroes, Dr. James Thorpe. Thorpe. Welcome, Dr. Thorpe. Dr. James Thorpe, thank you. Dr. Wolf, it's an honor and a privilege to work with you. Dr. Wolf, thank you, Dr. Thorpe. It is a distinguished... Let's do away with all the... Dispense with all the fucking... the fucking goddamn pats on the back. He's not 44 years of abstential experience while serving as a very busy clinician. Yes, it is. His whole career. Okay. Dr. Thorpe has 224 publications, including 28 on, why'd you have to do that? COVID-19. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. There cannot be any goddamn biological. The person whose goddamn test that they are using said that the test could not be used to isolate a fucking virus. There's never been a virus fucking isolated. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Therefore, no variant from nothing can exist, as a consequence of it. He has seen over 27,000 high-risk pregnancies in the last 45 years, served as a reviewer for major medical journals, and served on the board of directors for the Society of Maternal Fetal Medicine for 3 years. He also served as an examiner for the American Board of OBGYN. He served in the Air Force. Thank you for your... No, fuck you for your service, you fucking commie son of a bitch. If you served in the Air Force, you were fucking fighting against the people and for the fucking corporation. I don't think I'm going to read this son of a bitch. It pissed me off. Fuck them. FBI already has file on Oliver Anthony Edwards Snowden claims. Blending the two together fucking does nothing for me. Snowden fucking didn't tell us nothing that we didn't already know and we weren't already talking about at the fucking time. It's a conspiracy theory when we fucking know it and we're talking about it. And then when it comes to fucking fruition, well, goddamn, this man Snowden, he's just a goddamn superhero. He got a Batman fucking bit, fucking cape on. He flew down and he said it, so it means something. Fuck Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden, known for his notorious leak of classified information from the National Security Agency in 2013, has recently asserted that the FBI likely has a file on rising music star Oliver Anthony. Well, I bet they got one on me, too, and one on you, too. They got one on every fucking body that fucking does not fucking eat their shit. Many Americans who have become skeptical about the FBI's in recent times will likely find this quite believable. I know I find it absolutely, this is like a fucking duh. You think that you can have this kind of an effect on the fucking population and those motherfuckers aren't up your ass? You're wrong. Anthony's song, Richmond from Richmond, has resonated across the United States due to its strong government critique. This factor alone might speak to the interest of the intel community. As reported by the Washington Examiner, the FBI likely has a case file on Oliver Anthony already, whistleblower says. Oliver Anthony's Richmond, North of Richmond, is the most talked about song in America. Released just this month, the blue-collar tune is already approaching 40 million views on YouTube and landed on the top Billboard's Hot 100 on Tuesday, making Anthony the first musician ever to hit number one with no previous chart history. It was even the subject of the first question at the Republican presidential primary debate Wednesday. Ooh, do not do that, Anthony, or I will. I mean, don't you Trump tired out, dude. I mean, They all shit through the same fucking hole. There is no left. There is no right. There is no fucking Democrats. There is no fucking Republicans. No fucking conservatives. There's no fucking liberals. There's just law or there is not. And right now there is not. And that's our fucking fault. And what needs to be done is to, for us to enforce our fucking law. It's not just your right. It's your fucking duty. And people used to, like I said, I used to think people just don't know that it's their goddamn right or they would do it without fucking question. Hey, fuck it. It's your duty. It's your duty to yourself. It's your duty to your children. It's your duty to your grandchildren and your progeny into the future. You want them under a fucking Chinese overlord kowtowing? Because that's the choice. Though a clear hit with listeners, the song has come under attack in some quarters of its economic populism. Anthony takes aim at everything from inflation and high taxes to low wages and welfare. Well, you need to learn about the fucking Bill of Rights and see this fucking occupation, this corporate international corporate mafia occupation for what it fucking is. I mean, you speak a lot of truth, and I don't think you're a bad guy. I just don't think you're quite educated, and you really should be, because if you could push this to the next fucking level, I mean, high taxes, they can't tax us. Did you know that, Anthony? Did you know that? They can't tax us. The low wages, I mean, the fucking money, this goddamn company script, is not fucking lawful tender in this fucking country. Did you know that? Did you know how they got us into this goddamn mess? How we got down into this pit of hell? Did you know that? Did you know that the people are the highest jurisdictional authority in this country, and we have the right to wipe those motherfuckers out? There's no elections. There's never been fucking elections. It's always been a fucking goddamn criminal fucking organization, and it's time to end it. It's time to remove the fucking corporation. It's time to fucking enforce the fucking highest law in this goddamn land. And that's the law of we the people. Well, we granted all of the authority to ourselves as individuals. So no man stands taller than the next. Everybody has equal justice under the law. Anthony takes aim at it. Okay. That's cool. I mean, fuck, I've listened to him and yeah, good song, but you got to be more educated, man. You need to know how it got to be this fucking way and how to fix it. Edward Snowden, the famous whistleblower who blew the lid off the national security unlawful surveillance program that we were talking about it fucking two years before this son of a bitch showed up. And all those conspiracy theories and parents go, no, they're fucking goddamn recording every goddamn stroke on the computer. They're recording your goddamn emails. They're recording your goddamn phone calls, if you have any doubt about it. And then when Edward Snowden came out and blew his fucking whistle, he had the congressman coming up and saying, well, we cannot fund National Security Agencies. We can't refund them no more because they're breaking the fucking law. And then what do you know? Fucking they never changed a goddamn thing. In fact, they strengthened their goddamn ability to fucking spy on the American nationals. And they fucking, they did finance it, which means they knew what they were doing, so it was premeditated. That makes them goddamn fucking seditious traitors that need a rope put around their fucking neck and a fucking short drop on a long rope. A surveillance program recently hinted that there's a good chance the FBI has already opened a file on Anthony. Well, goddamn, I bet I got a file, and I bet if you had every list I'm on and microfiche, you need a dump truck to haul it around in. There's a lot of people who've been doing a lot of fighting. Join, Mr. Anthony. Learn who you are. Learn the fucking truth. Learn how to stop it. Not just describe it, how to stop it. And the way you stop it, a fucking aggressive goddamn communist fascism and fucking goddamn, capitalism. You remember when you're probably young enough to, when you grew up, you were being told that it was, oh, these communists just hate these capitalists. They hate us because we're capitalists. They hate us because we're capitalists. Who is the biggest capitalist in the goddamn world now is the goddamn communist Chinese. over here buying up our goddamn growing land with that this fucking goddamn corporation cannot sell because it has not been taken from us through any due process of the law for anyone to fucking sell. You need to learn it. You need to know it. Everybody does. After topping the Tunes list and tweeting like this, the FBI will be making space for him. Another kind of list too, Snowden tweeted. Fuck you. Think I'm kidding? The FBI had a file on John Denver for attending an anti-war protest. Well, I definitely have a goddamn file then. I've been shit on, pissed on, fucking goddamn, I mean, had my goddamn advertising taken. I mean, we've been fighting battles for 12 fucking years about every goddamn day. You've seen the attacks on the fucking trenches. Come over here with no fucking money and try fucking fighting these bastards. It's really interesting, I promise you. But again, I mean, the guy ain't said nothing that I don't agree with, and I don't see him as a fucking Trump tard, so I'm not going to fucking condemn you. I'm just going to say, man, you need to learn some more there, friend. Female alert system will sound alarm on every cell phone, TV, and radio on October 4th. So get ready for that. It's a lot of fucking noise. It's stupid. Here's the one. Dear Oliver Anthony, it's hard for us too. Sincerely, the rich men north of Richmond. And this shows that he has had an effect. When you have some dickwad like, if he understood, I mean, this is like spitting in your goddamn face. Because what Anthony's saying is true. And this prick right here is going, yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's what we do, man. Bummer, I got to fill out two papers. I'm getting another raise and, you know, all this fucking shit. You should go watch it. It'd piss you right off, I promise. Here's one that definitely needs to look at real quick. Stop the dump. Pacific communities protest Japan's release of nuclear-treated water. Now, God damn it, the last time, you know, we brought this up just a while back, maybe a few weeks ago, that there hadn't been nothing on Fukushima for fucking years. And it was leaking out 300 metric tons of fucking goddamn radiated water into the Pacific Ocean every fucking day. There was never a fucking, well, we got that stopped and we're pooling it up here. So I say it is still fucking doing that. And this here is just a way to fucking cover for it. And just like with Hunter Biden, instead of being targeted for fucking pedophiling little six-year-old girls, Al Capone will get him for fucking tax evasion, and he'll just get a slap on the fucking wrist. But I say on top of this, I mean, how in the hell do we know what's going on? We know there was 300 million metric tons, and they said there was no way they could fucking stop it. So they're claiming that we'll listen to a little bit of it here. This is by Mong Palatino. Global Voices. Protests were organized across the Pacific region after Japan started releasing treated water from the commissioned Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean. Well, it's been leaking ever fucking since. I mean, there's no... we're not supposed to be able to have a memory longer than a head of cabbage does. In March 2011, an earthquake and tsunami resulted in nuclear disaster at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which contaminated the groundwater with radioactive materials. This water has been collected, treated, and stored outside since 2011. So they're talking about the groundwater they took off the fucking ground. You're not talking about that big leak that's down in the goddamn ocean that's putting out 300 metric tons of this fucking radioactive shit every fucking day, has since the first day it happened. You haven't talked about stopping that. So that's still going on. But you're going to try and divert our attention away from that by acting like, well, we cleaned up the fucking groundwater around it and put it in a pool, and we want to dump it in the ocean like this is going to be the only fucking dump when it's been 300 metric fucking tons a day since it happened. Since 2021, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, has been preparing the infrastructure for the safe release. I love that. Safe release of Fukushima's treated water through a process called the Advanced Liquid Processing System, The Japanese government has approved the plan, but various stakeholders have raised alarm about its impact, not just in Japan, but also in the Pacific. I wonder how they're defining stakeholders. That's people who have investments in the corporations involved in this fucking crime that will never be fucking prosecuted unless the people get off their fucking ass and do it. On August 24th, Japan started discharging water treated amid lingering concerns about the damage it may cause. Fuck, I mean, see how they're trying to make this, you know, about a little bit of treated water they're turning loose when 300 metric tons have been coming out of that son of a bitch since day one. And they would have surely, I promise you, if they'd have got that stopped, they would have fucking goddamn, they would have been singing it to the fucking goddamn angels. We got it stopped. We got that leak stopped with the, putting the 300 metric tons of fucking radiated water in the fucking Pacific Ocean. We got that stopped. I guarantee you, you would have known about it. But this here is just a fucking, just like I said, from pedophiling little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes while you're doing your crack cocaine to going over to, well, you know, fucking tax evasion and dirty deals. I mean, it's just money stuff that you can be fined for. I mean, this is the same thing here, trying to cover up the big fucking damage by acting like this is some kind of big deal. Just dump it out there the way it is. It can't get much fucking worse than 300 metric tons a day since the fucking day it happened. TEPCO explained the process by releasing the water, which will take place next three decades. See, they're just going to ease this water that they got out of the fucking ground, where it fucking leaked all over the fucking ground. At the same time, that 300 metric tons is going to be purging out into the ocean like it has since day one. If you've got it plugged, I would fucking recommend you fucking prove it. During the initial stages of seed discharge, a very small amount will be carefully discharged using a two-step process. This is a bullshit fucking article. I'm calling bullshit all fucking over it. All it is to fucking goddamn cover up the fact that the 300 metric tons, because, you know, somebody asked about it. People started asking around. Fukushima is still pumping out that 350 million fucking, yeah, because there's no way they could stop it. They said there was no way they could stop it, remember? And this is talk, they're talking about here about contaminated groundwater. That means they got it out of the fucking dirt and put it in fucking pools, and they're going to treat it and act like this is the big discharge of fucking goddamn radiated fucking water. This is laughable. You're a bunch of fucking piss poor fucking propagandists who think people have no fucking memory past that of a fucking head of cabbage. Anyways, people, I've had enough for the day. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, remember, it's your fucking duty. I thought you'd jump on your right, but now I'm telling you, it's your goddamn duty. Enforce that fucking law and let's get this shit stopped before it's too fucking late. That is the Word from the Trenches.